or at least part of an exam. So that's really just dealing with the sort of topological aspect. I had a shared a bottle of wine with Bron last night, and I couldn't really get to finish it off.
Thank you.
Oh, I use the board too. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, this was all of course today. Yeah, it went angry cleaning. This was live. Yeah, sure. It was cleaning.
So, I don't know if you, what do you want to start with?
So, on my agenda, it was prompted by Andre that maybe for two reasons. One, to actually start describing that we actually do something. And B, to give us a timescale or deadline or something to write. And he's wondering if he wants to write an abstract or he wants to see.
Hi.
Boston.
New York.
In
New York. EMB. EMBC.
New York. What, June?
End of
October.
End of August.
End of August,
So what do you want, that is something to aim for?
Yeah, I mean, you're also sitting in the game for shipping down by this point.
Yeah.
Or...
It's due 4th of April.
3rd of April.
Okay.
I extended it.
Yeah.
In a couple of months.
Yeah. What's your life?
I mean, we could certainly hope to have this conceptual stuff done and then specify, hopefully, that we'll have an implementation done as well by the time.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening about hiring people too?
Yeah, nothing's happened since we said we were going to do it, and then nothing happened.
Did you get a hiring job description?
There was one that I circulated as this meeting. And, that, and I think Peter was away that week, and when he came back, he tried nothing. Yeah, I mentioned it to Peter last week, and he said, oh, we must dig that out.
PhD student coming from IBM, I've been working in MPI for about 24 hours.
Oh, is that the one with visa problem?
Who's he going to work in?
He's going to be a PhD student, which means he's going to be a PhD. So, it sounds like a good idea. I don't know if... Well, who would like to take on the responsibility of writing it in? That doesn't necessarily bear any relationship.
So that person can have to present what he would like to
do. Yeah.
Are you going, Andre?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe you and I.
Yeah. We can always do it.
I'm pretty sure I've been a piece of off of teaching that. So. Yeah. Okay. So, do you want me to talk about this?
Yeah, so then the other thing is really to have a look at this. And, yeah.
Okay. So, what I did was, try to, as Shane suggested, try to simplify things by getting rid of these seemingly sort of similar concepts of region and ensemble. And we've got two bits of paper here. One is the sort of class descriptions. So region's been dumped out and ensemble has been modified a little bit. So now the ensemble contains the information about linkages, connectivity, for instance, between points in elements or sub-ensembles and ensemble. So, but what I tried to do was sort of maintain much the same sort of structure. So I started off with an ensemble being a collection of elements, right? And then wanted to add on the connectivity. So I retained those two in red. The ensemble is made up of a collection of child ensembles, and also or a collection of child elements. So it's essentially just a container, a hierarchical container of elements. Okay. But then it required also a mechanism to provide that connectivity that was handled by the regions before. So I added ensemble points and ensemble point links, and that's really the ensemble points is adding points to the current ensemble, and the links is then tying them to points in sub ensembles or elements. Okay. I think there is some redundancy there. I don't think we need all of that information, and it sort of came out when I started to look at a specific example of that. In particular, the ensemble, I don't think, requires child ensembles and child elements, because in fact they are implicitly added to the current ensemble via the ensemble point links, right? So if you imagine that you have, which themselves are sort of tied to, so say we're creating an ensemble here. And in doing so, we want to, we'll take a really, really simple case, like, two elements, 1D elements, right? In doing so, what we could do is say, we've got element 1 and element 2. In the older scheme, we would have said, well, this now contains the step of element, right? But it also contains a set of links. It also contains ensemble points. So, all right, and links to the element points. So this is BP11. So all of this information is contained in there. But element points are in fact a coordinate and an element. So there's no point in adding elements. They are added implicitly to the current ensemble by the mere fact that you have got a link from an ensemble point to and another, you know, sub-ensemble point or element point. Okay? So in this case here, we could simplify things. We could say, here is our new ensemble. We are saying, all we need here are the addition of ensemble points. So EP1, EP2, EP3, all right? And we also need a link from element points, these ones here, to the ensemble points to provide that connected everything. But,
it could be quite complicated then to build your list of elements.
Why?
You've got to go through and fill a list and of asking every ensemble point which elements it uses. It just seems an expensive process for the most things. Most of the time you want to iterate over elements.
I'm not suggesting that you, I'm not dictating how this is stored.
No, we're discussing how this is stored. that's what I think we're doing. Discussing how it's stored.
No, the actual implementation may build up a list of elements associated with an ensemble if, for efficiency reasons, you need to access that information, often, then there's no reason why you can't store that redundant information to make this more efficient. It's just that you need to make sure that your methods that provide any alterations to that are updating that information too.
There are probably two things we need. One is the specification of what needs to be specified to describe a set of fields or whatever.
Yeah, and which is what I'm trying to do here.
Then we need to take that and work out what computational API to the data we want to provide for such a specification.
Okay, so I mean, you could also construct a mesh without any element points. I mean, there's nothing stopping you making an ensemble of fields that has no connectivity between those elements, right? I mean,
that's true, however...
And if we can't, we're forcing you not to do that.
That's true. The only reason I have this connectivity stuff here is as an aid to being able to identify how elements are hooked together. You don't actually need that to...
I just wonder if that we're imposing a rule that is restrictive, but I see. You don't, to evaluate your elements, you don't need to know the connectivity. It's just if you want to get from where I'm at. So you could find a perfectly valid mesh without any elements.
I mean, it is not necessarily useful. It is useful if you are constructing fields over groups of elements, because you might, for instance, use the information that you have here to say, well, this point, this element is,
no doubt, whatever that's useful. I can see the point of it all. I'm just saying, do we want to make it a requirement?
No, I'm not.
Well, it is a requirement. It has to be a requirement if it's the only definition of putting an element into an ensemble. You're making it a requirement.
Yeah, on the other hand, there's no requirement to...
actually join all the points up.
Although that is important now because you've got... that's how you add elements to an ensemble. It's true.
I'm just thinking aloud of the consequences of from
the beginning. Yeah.
So the way we did the regions is trying to sorting out this ensemble points and ensemble, well, not so much the length, but the points, was just that we kind of said we could make child regions of all different sizes, and the 0D1s were obviously points.
Yeah, eventually that is a problem, because you can just make points a specialization of an ensemble, and elements of specialization of it.
I mean, this document has changed that. Well, I mean, the way it's specified here is quite different.
Yeah, what I was just trying to do was explain the rationale for pulling that out. I mean, it may not be a good idea, but it just seemed to me that wherever you have redundant information, you really want to think seriously about whether it should be there or not.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So it is true, in this sort of scenario, I had in my mind the need to be able to specify connectivity between elements, and a very easy way to do that is to say, well, this point is the same as that point.
I totally understand that. I think we can see the uses of it, and that essentially what we do with bases and lines and stuff that seems to be the
way. Yeah, I mean, that's true, and I certainly haven't indicated there, but, you can, of course, have lines or curves.
The removing of the, taking that group, the main mechanism of defining that as part of it, implies that you have to define that connectivity, or at least some sort of fake connectivity. I mean, presumably you could define one element point and one element point length. Again, we haven't imposed a rule here that says that one element's going to join to the end of the next one is going to join to the end of the next one. They could still be disparate by never sharing any of their ensemble points. If they never shared any of their ensemble points, they'd be disparate.
Yeah, and they would be, and then you sort of, I had thought there, well then, why would you group them together if they're not interacting?
Yeah, but you haven't wanted to spend the time making all the elements.
Can you do that anyway for most?
Actually, CM and CM GUI, generally people prefer to recalculate them every time. CM definitely recalculates the faces and lines when you read a file.
Yeah.
And CM GUI, people prefer that because they can throw away all the connectivity stuff at the start and have a much simpler file. So they tend to work with a simple file and calculate it on the fly rather than...
How do you mean? They specify connectivity via
faces and lines. They don't like doing it.
Yeah,
no one understands.
Our ensemble point.
But it still calculates the, goes through and finds the shared sets of nodes. But you wouldn't have to do that calculation if it stored those. It's not stored them, it's going and re-finding where it has matched patterns of nodes. That is the 0D is the nodes, and then the next D is
as
you have to go and count them, unless you write it in.
But isn't that the same as what seems to be intended here at the first level? We're only worrying about ensemble points. in some way related to knives, and so we specify which knives to use in each element or which ensemble points to use in each element. And so there is the possibility of extension to specify
bases
instead.
Yeah.
Probably at first level, those faces will just be assumed based on the element points, as faces are assumed based on those.
Like I said, there's no, it doesn't preclude adding higher dimensional objects that get shared, you know, whether they're curves or faces or what. So there may be more sort of efficient ways of, you know, describing that, you know, correspondence.
If we throw that away, the other thing that we've kind of lost is that named hierarchy that we might have had before.
How?
Well, I guess if I have a body region and a heart region, ensemble, a body ensemble and a heart ensemble and a stomach ensemble.
You could still have that.
That's what I have to say.
Because the ensemble, so you have a, let's say a kidney ensemble and a heart ensemble, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, these would have ensemble points in them.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you are wanting, so that'd be defined as, and then if you wanted to incorporate those into a t-shirt ensemble or something like that, a body ensemble, then you would define your ensemble points in that, and then make the correspondence or the mapping. So these would still be identified as separate ensembles. They become incorporated into the body ensemble and are linked via these shared objects, in this case just points, but could possibly be surfaces or volumes.
Oh, they can even be bodies.
Yeah, well, why not? You know, they're basically, they're just objects that are shared.
So then these really are just ensemble lengths.
Except that if you say that an element is a special type of ensemble that has no sub-ensemble.
Yes.
That's right. So, like in this case here,
that volume has to be able to be specified by lots of elements, so it has to be as an ensemble.
Yep. Sure. Yeah, so it wouldn't just be these two in here, but there would be, other...
So in these ensemble lengths, then you must be able to then have parent ensembles and descendant ensembles.
Yep.
Yep. And can you find out from an ensemble?
Yeah, so...
Who it belongs to. Well, if it's... Yeah, can
you... So if you look at the body ensemble here, you know, because it is, it has these ensemble links, point links, right? Or I can't think what they're called. It knows that it has the heart ensemble as a part.
If you don't match the volume though, if you just match the points, then don't you you'd have to check that you've actually played. You know, it's sort of, unless you actually import the actual ensemble of the harp, how do you know that you've got a portion or some of it or all of it?
Because these ensemble points are matched to these ensemble points, and ensemble points are part of an ensemble. In this case, the harp.
Sure, but if you match one point from one to the other, maybe you just want to lift out a small part of that.
Well, then you would have to, in this scheme here, you would have to, if you only want to play the right ventricle, right?
Yeah.
This one might be made of the RV plus LV plus atria.
Okay.
But you only wanted the right ventricle. Then you wouldn't import that in there, you would import the right ventricle in. This would be an ensemble which would
have the right fortune.
Why is that?
Because
like an operating argument that we should look at and make a decision thing. But if you need a hand, give you a call on that as well. Okay? Okay?
I think you're right actually, but if I generalize it, I mean I would tend to import the bottom because it's the thing that I'm conceptually thinking I'm wanting from there. You know, I'd make a link between this volume here and this volume here and I'd say this is a low volume link.
At the moment, I'm not saying that you can't do that, I just haven't...
I know. It seems that it's a vague connection to say I used one point in that region, therefore it's a sub-region. You know, like...
I'm not sure what other criteria you would want to specify whether an ensemble was a sub-ensemble or formed a part of a parent ensemble. If it's not used in some way, that is, it's not sharing resources, then...
I imagine that's why I was trying to do this group thing. I definitely expect it to be used in some way, it was getting the other way. Maybe I only want to use part of it, and that, you know, the surface of the mesh, rather than, I want the whole mesh, but I only actually want its surface because I'm interested in its boundary.
Yeah.
Do I have to, how do I... that's the one way. I'd like to be able to take that heart and define a region above that, which is just its surface, so that I can take all of those parts, the right ventricle, the atria, and the LV, and no matter what I do to it, when I adjust them, I'm updating that surface. And yet, if I try and extract the element points from that underlying one, then I have to import the whole thing. It's implicit. Am I doing it the wrong way around, or is it? I mean,
if you wanted to do it that way, they're only sharing surface points anyway. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not able to share any points without importing the whole thing at the moment.
Well, no, you could. You could create a where was our hub, right? Okay. With any one possible way around this is to say with any. Ensemble, we have implicitly defined a boundary ensemble. That would only work if you are able to, put some restrictions on the, an ensemble has to be of a particular dimension, right?
Yeah.
That's one possibility. Another possibility is to say, in this case here, we define a new ensemble which is a 2D surface, and we provide the links from points defined in that, and then provide the links from here to those points.
No, but that arrow can't be going that way. That one's right. That one. Yeah. If that one, if that arrow has to go to the left, because otherwise, on the bottom line, otherwise it implies it has the volume in it.
Yeah.
which is what confuses me.
But that would be a way of dealing with that problem. And then in that...
Now confused myself. The arrows have to go to the right, and that's what I don't like. Yeah, so the arrow on the bottom one goes to the left. It's using those element points, and therefore it includes the whole volume. If the arrow goes to the right, then you have to define a surface mesh, and you have to go and edit your volume mesh and tell it that the volume mesh has a surface, which doesn't seem right.
You're interpreting the arrows to
be... As I'm making a link, I'm creating links in my own, whatever, ensemble.
Okay.
So that I've made the links in the surface ensemble, and those links reference points in the other ensemble. That's why I'm interpreting the arrows. So...
Okay, I don't mind which way you go, but...
Can I just write down this example? I think, I am trying to pick holes in, I actually think we've come a long way. I think this is good, and I'm not actually complaining too much.
That's kind of from
I think what Shane was after was a mechanism to decouple a heart, calculations involving a heart region from calculations involving torso region, where the only,
interaction is the boundary.
The only interactions occur on the surface of the heart. Right? Yeah. Which is, I think that's quite, entirely reasonable, and you need to have a scheme that enables that.
So Shane is wondering whether this lay between
the... Yeah, but you can't make it lay between.
No. I saw it being at the bottom. So that was the order.
You can make it lie between them.
If it uses any point, include them.
Yeah, but okay, we've got...
See, I guess the way I would have approached it...
We've got a heart, and we've got a heart boundary, right? And this is only interacting with that, and this is only interacting with that, right?
Sure, so but if you make an element point link from the surface to the volume, then it includes the volume, so it can't. So that the thing on the right that has to make the element point link to the surface, which... See, I guess the way I would have thought of that is that I would make my volume mesh. In my volume mesh, I would define something that told me what the surface was, okay? And then I'd like to be able to make an ensemble that just imports that part and not the whole volume. And therefore, I want to make a reference to that mesh without importing everything. And that's the hardest part.
But in let's get rid of these arrows here. So, aren't we saying that we've got a surface ensemble here, and the points on the ensemble are linked to points on the volume?
But that link imports the volume.
If we do it the other way around,
then it's the volume mesh that has to specify the surface, which it would work. I agree that will work, but it just seems round the wrong. I think the natural way would be to reference the points in the volume, and I don't think it should import them. I think you should have to say, I want to import this volume, or I want to import the surface, or whatever. I want to import these elements. Mm. And that's what I guess is the heart of what I was saying.
Yeah.
I don't see, as far as I'm concerned, if you make element points, then you've imported those those points. You haven't imported the parents. You should explicitly import the parents, as far as I can see. And there's nothing stopping you doing that, especially if we just generalize, as we've talked about already, the ensemble point links, so that you can import the whole ensemble in one go, then it's trivial.
Yeah,
sure. So maybe we'll put that on hold.
I think we do need examples, and yeah, I mean what we're constructing here is an example.
Yeah.
But we need to actually start looking through examples and
can I ask another question? I'm trying to recap which order, there's an order which intend these links to specify. Does one create the elements for the sub-ensembles first, then the parent ensemble, which says it uses the points in the sub-ensembles, or do you first create them, then when you create the sub-ensembles, you have to say what the links are?
I must admit, when I was sort of thinking of this, it was the former. But, basically you would want to be able to accommodate a sort of a top-down approach to.
So you're pulling things up.
Yeah, which may be undefined,
yeah.
Right, and then, you know, you've got to fill that out later.
Yeah.
So the element...
That makes more sense. It would seem strange to create an object, the whole body region, and then have other things come and just put themselves into it. So then it's not a closed object to you. You're essentially public, and everyone else can shut themselves in. That would seem strange.
So if you were to create your sub-object, sort of in the same world, and then once it's done, then you include it into the sort of creative thing, you include it into the by specifying it in the parent. The ensemble point, or so the more element point links initially seem to go around as it. The element point mix were actually listed on...
So those were my queries before.
Which seems to be more of a defined ensemble than say how the...
That's why I think those were some of my concerns. I was trying to ask about that the ensemble could never find out who was what points and links it had because it didn't own them. Whereas this way around it owns them. I think this is much... I can see how you could... You know, the hierarchy is here. It's clear how to find out what's in things. Before, it wasn't clear.
With the regions.
The regions didn't know what ensemble
I'm probably assuming that for most things we're going to store caches of this much so they go both ways.
Yeah.
But in a specification file, there may be an intention to go one way with the specification. You might say that an element point in an element maps to a ensemble point, but you, when you define your ensemble, you may not say these are all the ensemble points, and at the same time say these are all the element points to map to.
The trick here is to make sure that this here doesn't have to be different every time, you can actually reuse the definition of the element.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Which is that's why partly why it's my range.
Okay.
So that element of the chain, you just give it a new name, so it's template.
Yeah.
And then you make new links, which is the hope. Yep.
Okay.
I mean, you're conceptually here. I can see how you could write this quite succinctly now, because I can see
this. I mean, you could, if the ensemble points, you could define a whole bunch of them just by having to be able to define them in a list. And yeah. Say, I have ensemble points from 1 to 1,000.
Yeah.
And not have to write 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, and you say I've got 1 to 1,000, and you've got 1,000 nodes, and you use those nodes in your analysis. And that could be, it's a useful thing in many ways.
And that's partly why I have gone to the trouble of, you know, creating a lists of,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so right. Ensembles is a set of ensemble or a list of ensemble. So where order doesn't matter when it's a set. In the case of a list, well, you know, a natural way to store that would be as an indexed array. I'm going to have to think a bit more about this because I,
it made a lot of progress.
It just, when I started to put this together, you know, like it stuck out like a sore thumb. There is this redundancy.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It worries me.
Can't I drop those out, and generalize this, and then I think that my reservations disappear. Because I can import these by making a link into here. I don't have to go through the points. It's the change of scale here and then back up which concerns me. If I can import these three elements, say, explicitly into my ensemble by putting a link, then that's okay.
But that was the point of this. Really was, you know, how do you hook up two ensembles? And okay, so some of it's just
hierarchy. Some of it is no physical connection. I'd like to be able to put two ensembles together into another ensemble without defining any connectivity between them at all. I just want to say that I want to put them together, just to group them. So to have to arbitrarily attach some points together is unnecessary.
Although in that case, problem.
I've got my heart and my kidney exactly as we've drawn. I want to put them in my body, and they're not connected, they're not next to each other. I just want to draw how much of the body I've made.
But then, don't you have them sitting in a body ensemble? That was...
Yeah,
but there's got to be a container for them somehow.
But the body ensemble doesn't need to have... If I just import the volumes, I don't need to know that there's any points. There's no... I don't know. There aren't any shared points between them, so why would I define any points?
I understand that.
So that's all I'm saying. Is that...
I mean, you're arguing, you know, that is an argument for keeping the original specification of an ensemble having child ensembles and child elements.
Yeah, that could be all done through links. And that could be just enough. They could all be links.
Okay, links to higher dimensional shared objects.
Yeah, sure. That way we've reduced our concepts of again. We're back to a list of objects in this ensemble, which are element points or element lines or element surfaces or whatever. And connectivity from those to either directly to elements or directly to other ensembles or elements or whatever. And so I'm just reducing the number of concepts in the cycle.
If you were to do that, is there sort of a I sort of get the point that I get the feeling that in your ensemble you have ensemble points there, and in your sub-ensemble you have sub-ensemble points, and you link them together. Whereas if you were to merely want to say that the art was included in the torso, would you have an ensemble region in the torso and say that's linked to the heart ensemble?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
You'd actually have to create something in the torso that says it's connected to the heart.
So in some ways then, doesn't that... you're just trying to think of
it a little bit.
So don't you need the songs to have a dimension then? It just seems to me so...
Well, yeah, I wasn't uncomfortable with that. I have no problem.
So whereas the region had a dimension before...
Yeah, I thought some of those things we had in the region, that generalization of regions, where we took the region points and made them generalize them, I thought was very useful. I was very happy about that, where we took away the special amount of region points and said that they were just sub-regions of 0D, took away the restrictions on the things. I thought that was a really good idea. Now, I think we can do exactly the same thing. The only thing that would be missing is that group that would like to buy on those DNA to sort of make a new ensemble. Yeah, I don't have, there's no way to make an ensemble. Oh no, I just give it a name. So I say that there is a heart in the ensemble. I don't know how to say that.
You say there's a heart in the torso and then you say...
Yeah, but what happens is no way of specifying it. I have to create a sub-ensemble to say that, wouldn't I?
So your element points for...
And then when I've created a sub-ensemble, why am I then creating a sub-ensemble with nothing in it to link that to the other
that
one?
That was
why don't I just put it in?
Link, yeah.
So why is it linked? I've got nothing to link it to. If I can put the sub-ensemble in there, then it's...
The reason you would create something on the ensemble is if you wanted to have two parts next to the same thing.
Which, you know, if you're thinking about meshes, will often, you know, it's not unreasonable.
Yeah, no, it's not unreasonable. I'm seeing it.
But if we use direct links, then that case could be handled by having all hearts ensemble. But also all hearts ensemble, and then you're sort of very
So we're back to a much more logistical trick tomorrow.
I'm trying to understand why points are different.
Why
points are shared. But if they're not shared, then we don't really need to define them.
That's right, but ultimately, you don't want to have to put the element points into the ensemble, because you want to be able to reproduce those, and I think that's where it's different, isn't it? It's just because I don't want to have to save on each element point that it belongs to this. I need one object which references it this way and that way. You know, I need one arrow that goes that way. So I can take this and reproduce. I think that's the difference. Most of these arrows could be I own you, but I don't want to own my element.
Okay.
Isn't that the difference? And that's why that's slightly special. And that we've used a link.
Yes.
Whereas all the other things you do want, you can own.
the elements are temp based for,
yeah,
for whether
yeah.
it's ensemble theory.
Yeah. So.
Because you wouldn't include a template in the ensemble. I don't think. But you might include a couple of ensembles using the element of template.
Okay. I think we need to think a bit longer.
It's not. Yeah, I mean,
we're this is
really an object relationship. It's not dealing with the classes at all. So any of these could be templated.
You do have to think about the way things are referenced, though, so that you can have, you know, we'd like to have a common definition of an element somewhere without having to reuse it rather than
have to
just find it over and over again. So that's
why
it's
reusing ensembles as well.
That's right. I mean, part of this idea was to be able to treat ensembles in the same way as we would elements.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to link them together in the same way.
Good. So then the main Carl's question becomes, is there a remaining blockage, isn't it? That if you want to put your heart in your torso, you have to make something to link together. But in making that thing, that is an ensemble, so why don't you just put that ensemble in there directly?
Yeah, and normally you would. It was really when we trying to tackle the question of when you didn't want the heart in the torso, you just wanted the heart boundary.
Yeah, that was my question. Carl's question was the next one.
Well, I agree, though. In that case, you would just.
So then it becomes strictly a child, you see, and you don't do it with links. I think that's what I was trying to say. That my thought was, can't we do everything by just linking them all in? Volumes, sub-ensembles, or everything. But you can't, because to link in a volume, you have to have an ensemble to link it to, which is the you should have imported.
Can we think of ensemble points as special cases of ensembles? So at this level, at the top ensemble, you only have a list of sub-ensembles, mm-hmm. some of which are ensemble points.
Yeah.
Mm. Then those ensemble points actually contain the links to the sub-element points.
I think you can do that. What do you think, Andre?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Suddenly sounds like you guys are getting closer and closer or something.
Back on Tuesday afternoon.
Well, shall we try it for Thursday at 11 again next week? Then I'm away for 3 weeks.
Where are you off to?
I'm getting married.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Well, I know. Fine, it's quite a
3 extra guys? You got a...
Yeah, well, 1 week, because all our brothers and stuff are coming from overseas, we're having 1 week in Auckland.
Oh, yeah.
And then, with before our wedding, and then we're actually going to Great Barrier for a week, and Nelson for a few days as well.
What about Sunshine Valley you're off to?
We're staying. No, we're not telling anyone, man.